God has a plan for the whole of your life. He has a mate for you. He has children ready to come into your life. He has blessing. He has the perfect calling for you, just the thing you're made for.
Join Gloria Copeland today as she reveals how God has laid out His master plan for your life and has given you the ability to tap into that plan and change your life forever. Next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. We're talking about your plan this week, your master plan. Glory to God. God has a plan for your life. Now, however much attention you pay to God and the Word of God and how much you obey the Word, that'll be how much of the master plan that you'll enjoy. Now, I like to press it to the limit. I like to go for it. I like to go for the gold. I'll tell you, Ken and I have been so blessed to walk in the Word of God for the last 40 years. And we learn every day. We're still learning. We're still walking. We're still adamant about the Word of God. We still live by the Word of God. And so we're still increasing. I'm telling you, you want this. This is good. So let's look at the scripture. The main scripture that we started with yesterday was in Ephesians 2:10, and this is the New Living Translation. I actually saw this about the masterpiece from a Hebrew book. Not that I was reading Hebrew, it was translated. And it says, man has the ability to connect to God's master plan. I thought, man, that is so good. I knew it was true because I could look back at our own life and see that. And I know that Jesus will receive whosoever will make him the Lord and Savior of his life. So I knew that it was Bible. A promise, you know, that God does have a plan for us. We've heard the plan of salvation. We know that that's the first step in the plan, but then God doesn't quit there. And so this scripture in the New Living Translation says it this way. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus. This is Ephesians 2:10. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do those good things He planned for us long ago. God has got good plans for us. I tell you, I just can't express to you how good God's plan has been for me and for my family, and how good God's been to us all these years. And God is no respecter of persons. He has a plan for your life. Now, the reason I've been able to walk in so much of the blessing of God in the last 40 years, I didn't say we did everything right. I just said God has blessed us and increased us. When we made mistakes, we repented, we got things straight. If we went a wrong direction, we pulled back to get on the track of things for our lives. And God has a plan for your life. That is a wonderful thing. You are a masterpiece. That's what this scripture says in the New Living. You are a masterpiece. You are God's masterpiece with God's master plan. That is an awesome, awesome thing. For we are we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things that He planned for us long ago. And then the Hebrew Humash says that we have the ability to connect to God's master plan. When I read those words that day, that just spoke to me. I thought that is the best way of saying it I've ever heard. You have the ability to connect to God's master plan. You may already be born again, but you may not be walking in the privileges and the blessings and the calling that God has for your life. So how do you get in that? You obey Him step by step. Like in our lives, I mentioned yesterday, in our lives, we'd been born again. We were filled with the Spirit. But we didn't know anything about the Word of God. So we didn't know. I mean, we'd read the Word, but we hadn't been taught. There is something wonderful that happens when you sit under a teacher called and anointed by the Lord to teach you the Word of God. And the first thing the Lord told us to do was to move to Tulsa. Well, when we moved to Tulsa, we didn't know anything more than that. Ken was 30 years old. He enrolled as a freshman at Oral Roberts University. That's all the Lord had told us to do. We had small children. We had debt. We had bills we couldn't pay. But yet we packed our little trailer and we went to Tulsa. And what happened when we got there? Well, there was a house. We found a rent house. We moved in a house. It was a terrible house. I didn't unpack for 2 weeks. But I did eventually unpack. And Ken began to paint the brown walls. Now, you may not think that's a miracle, but I don't think he's painted anything since then. I think that was the first and the last painting project he ever did was in that little house. And so then he enrolled as a freshman, and then we began to go to Kenneth Hagin's meetings. He had meetings in Tulsa where people would come in several times a year into his headquarters. And they tell me that place only seated 150 people, all the people that would come to hear Brother Hagin preach. And Tulsa's got lots of Spirit-filled people in it and believers. But of all the people in the world and all the people in Tulsa that wanted to hear Brother Hagin in those days, I don't remember people being turned away. So it was the word of faith. What was just, it had been out there, but nobody had taken hold of it. And it was just beginning to grow. So Ken and I began to learn how to walk by faith. We were actually only in Tulsa about 5 or 6 months, and then the Lord moved us back to Fort Worth. But we didn't know when we went how long we'd be there. That was a step in our master plan that had to do with the rest of our lives. That's the thing about following God. God does not always explain Himself. When He tells you to do something, if He'd have told us, you go to Tulsa, you won't be there but a short time, I'm going to teach you how to walk with faith, I'm going to prepare you for ministry, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and then you can come back to Fort Worth and you can go on your ministry and you'll be blessed. And He did not tell us that. And He won't tell you all of the details either. He'll just say, do this. And you're going to have to learn how. You're going to have to pay enough attention to the Word of God and to listening to your spirit and time in prayer and time in the Word until you can pick up what God says for you to do. We had no idea that our whole future was wrapped up in that one step of obedience. And we really just can look back, you know, years later and see what all happened to us because we did that one thing. So God has here's what Ephesians 2 says. God saved you by a special favor when you believed. And you can't take credit for it. It is the gift of God. That's grace. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done. So none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew. That's what happened when we got born again. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus. We are what the Bible calls new creatures, new creations. One man said that word creation is a word that would be as a tree that's never been before. A new creation, something that's never been before when we're born again. He created us anew in Christ Jesus. We are God's masterpiece so that we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. So God has a plan for you and He has a plan for me, and it's an old plan. He's had it forever. He knew we'd come one day. He has a plan for us. He doesn't wait until we get born and then he thinks, what? Let me think now. What in the world can I do with her? What can I do with him? Nope. We're the masterpiece in the master planner's hands. Glory to God. And we find out that plan through the Word of God and through listening to our spirit about individual directions. Now, I find that if you give the Word place in your life and you're expecting to hear direction and you're expecting to know, generally with me, you know, I'm not a prophet. I just mostly, I'll have a knowing in my heart about a direction. If I'm not sure about it, I continue to pray about it and hold it before the Lord, and I see whether it goes or it stays. Not all directions are real strong, but every direction is important. And so I'll look at it in the light of the Word of God. Does that agree with the Word of God? Does that agree with what the Lord's directing us to do? And when does He want us to do it? You know, it may not be today. He may be preparing you for something. But if you'll be led by your spirit, indwelt by the Holy Spirit, God will lead you right into the master plan. You'll be the masterpiece with a master plan. Hallelujah. God's got good things for you. You may say, well, I've tried before. We've tried before. You may say, I've tried to walk with God, and I just haven't been able to. Well, you have to give God attention, and you have to spend time in the Word. And here's what I have seen and know from experience and from the Word of God, that if you'll take the written Word, and you'll begin to do that. If you got born again and filled with the Spirit, and you just began with the book of Proverbs, where it is in black and white, and it says, do this and don't do that. Don't do that, but do this. If you just began that walk based on what you can read in black and white, you don't have to have a revelation to get it out of Proverbs. Proverbs just tells you, this is the way of the Lord. This is what the Lord says. This is what the Lord says. Don't do. This is what the Lord says. Do. And you begin to do that, your spirit man will begin to hear from heaven, and you'll begin to get direction for your individual lives. Now, if we're not going to do that, if we're not going to pay attention to the Word of God, and when God says, this is wrong, don't do it, and we don't pay any attention to what God says, and we go ahead and we do what is wrong, what are we doing? Well, we're walking in darkness. And so the light of the Word of God and the light that we want on our path is going to be darkness because we choose not to obey God. Israel, everything with God is, do this and I'll do this. That's the way it was with Israel. We take the steps. We do what God says. He says in Deuteronomy 26 through 28, he talks about the blessing and the curse. He says, you do these things and you'll be blessed. You do these things, which are against God and against the Word of God, and the curse will come upon you. It's just that black and white. Still today, if we do what God says, the blessing flows. If we disobey God, walk in our own way, live like the world, and I'm telling you, the world's crazy. They don't know right from wrong. I am amazed at the things that are so common, horrible things that are so common in the world. Murder and stealing and darkness. But you and I can live in the light, even here in this crazy mixed up world, if we'll get on God's plan and on His Word. We're His masterpiece with a master plan. Hallelujah. I get excited about it, and you would too if you knew that you have the ability to connect to that master plan. And so in Ephesians, we read this scripture. We are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do those good things He planned for us long ago. He has a plan for your life. Now you begin to seek him. If you don't have a clue, maybe you don't have a clue. Well, the first thing you need to do, of course, is get born again, receive the Holy Spirit, find you a good church that teaches you the Word of God and shows you how to walk by faith. And then get your Bible, put your own eyes on the Bible. If you're new, it's good to, I think, start off with an easy translation. I like the New Living Translation myself. I use it for my own study every day. I don't so much study out of it as I read. When I just do my reading daily, I think it's a very good translation, and I think it's good to use several. I love the King James. I love the Amplified. I use several translations, and then I get a little different insight into it. But if you want on God's master plan, you're going to have to give him some master time and some cooperation. It's a good plan. It's a health plan. It's a prosperity plan. It's all the good things. God told Israel, if you'll do these things, you'll be blessed. You'll have a surplus of prosperity. You'll be delivered from sickness and disease. You'll live long. It's God's will for us to live long and live strong. And we can do it on the Word of God and in His plan. Part of His plan is that we live long. We live out the full number of our days. We don't even have to be sick to die. Well, how am I ever going to die if I keep getting healed? Well, you're going to die by leaving if you keep getting healed. What do I mean by that? Well, God will just call you home and you'll leave your body and your body will be dead. But you won't be dead. You'll just be gone. I'm telling you, God's plan is so far ahead of anything else that the world has going for it. It is a plan of life and health. It is God's master plan. And we have the ability to connect to that plan through the Word of God. God's Word is a plan. We are God's masterpiece. Let's just look at some scriptures, that familiar scriptures, but look at it in line with the talking about the plan of God. Let's look at, where was I going here? John 10:10. That is a very familiar scripture, and I'm going to read it in the Amplified Bible. Now here's the plan. Here's the truth, and here's the plan, and here's the option plan first. The thief comes only in order to steal, to kill, and destroy. Now, who is the thief? We know that Satan came to kill and steal and destroy. I came, Jesus said. This is Jesus himself speaking. I came that they may have and enjoy life. And have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Now, which plan do you want? You want the one where you get killed, stolen from, cheated, deceived, destroyed? Or do you want the one that has life? The choice is up to you. The thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I came, Jesus said, that they might have life, have and enjoy life, and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd lays down his life for his own life for his sheep. Now, Jesus laid down his life for us. He paid the penalty for sin. He paid the penalty for spiritual death and physical death. He paid the penalty that everything that Satan had stolen from mankind, through the fall of man, through deception of sin, Jesus got back for us in the cross and in the resurrection. The good life. There's a good life available to us. We can come out from under darkness. We can make Jesus the Lord of our lives. We can get on the master plan. Now, that is the beginning of your master plan, but it's just the beginning. God has a plan for the whole of your life. He has a mate for you. He has children ready to come into your life. He has blessing. He has the perfect calling for you. Just the thing you're made for is in that master plan. And it may be something you never even dreamed of. I never dreamed I would be a Bible teacher. Not ever, ever, ever. I never even ran into a Bible teacher all the days of my young life that I'd want to be like. But God had a different plan for me. And as I walked it out and just, you know, I married the guy he put in front of my path. And it was God's will. You want to marry the right person. You want to be sure the one that you're saying yes to is not just the best looking guy or the most money guy or the most beautiful woman. You want to be sure that one is what God's plan for your life. I tell you, it'll get your life off to a wrong start if you marry the wrong person. I don't have to tell you that. Everybody knows it. But the thing is, God's got a perfect mate for you. In this master plan, He plans for families. He has a perfect mate for you. He has a perfect children prepared for you. Glory to God. God is good. Now, what do we have to do to get into the plan? We have to go after the Word of God. We have to make changes. We have to learn and be taught. Now there are great churches that teach you faith, teach you how to walk in the Word of God. There are great teachers that have meetings and you can go to and learn what it takes in order to have victory in your life. Don't just sit around and let the devil beat you up. Take action and get in on God's master plan. If you don't have any idea what God wants you to do, say, Lord, I give myself to you. I put myself in your hands. I'm willing to walk in your master plan for my life. I see in the Word that you have a shining path. That's Proverbs 4:18. I see that you have a master plan for me. That's Ephesians, 2:10. Let me see if that's right. Yeah, 2:8-10. And I am ready to walk out that plan. I know that you sent your Son for me, and I receive Him now as my Lord and Savior. That's the first step in your plan, is to make Jesus the Lord of your life. And then just believe God. Pray every day. Read the Word every day. Make changes in your life every day according to what you hear in your heart and according to what you see in the written Word. And you will come into that perfect plan for your life. You may have had trouble all your life. You might have tried one job after another and couldn't do it. That's because you weren't in the right place. Get in on God's master plan. Listen to Him. Let Him talk to your heart and you do what He says. And life will become abundant and you will have and enjoy life. I'll be right back.
Turn right.
Imagine knowing where to go at every turn, how to find your way even if you got lost,
make a legal U-turn,
and having the confidence that you'll reach your final destination. Most people believe God has a plan for their lives, but with so many roads to choose, how do you know if you're on the right path?
You have arrived at your destination.
In God's Master Plan for Your Life, Gloria Copeland shares 10 keys to fulfill your destiny and help you find and connect to God's perfect will. God has the answers to all of your needs, and He has a personalized plan for every area of your life. Gloria's latest book will encourage and inspire you to trust God and believe Him for His plan. Even if you've taken a wrong turn along the way,
recalculating,
God can get you back on course and put you on the right path. Discover God's master plan for your life and allow the blessing of God to change your life forever. Pre-order God's Master Plan for Your Life before May 1st and receive as a bonus the brand new 60-minute DVD absolutely free. Reserve your copy today and receive the book and the bonus DVD, a $40 value, for a special price of $19.95, including shipping, handling, and taxes. The bonus DVD is an exclusive offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, available only through this pre-order special. Order God's Master Plan for Your Life online at kcm.org.
I am so excited about the new book, God's Master Plan for Your Life. I want to encourage you to get it on pre-order so we can get it to you right away. And you can begin to read. I mean, it's a revelation of what God has for us and how we can get in on the wonderful plan that He has for us. God's Master Plan. You're a masterpiece with a master plan. And you can pre-order it here on the broadcast. And when you do that, you'll also receive a free DVD, a special edition DVD. This is limited time offer. It's over April the 30th. So get yours today. I want you to have it. And after you read it, I want you to let me know how much you like it. I am so excited about it. It has 10 keys in it to walking in the destiny that God has for your life. God, He makes big plans. And if we'll get into the Word of God, we'll grow big enough on the inside to walk in those plans. Now, we're having a Basel Victory Campaign starts this Thursday, April the 24th through the 26th in Basel, Switzerland. That's a mouthful. You don't want to miss any day. I mean, we're right on the German border. Those of you in other countries around that area, come and let's have one of the greatest meetings we've ever had right there in Basel. They tell me it's beautiful there. God's blessing will be there. The Word of God will be there, and we want you to come. So come be with us. And tomorrow we're going to keep talking about the master plan, the master plan God has for your life. I want you to take hold of what it takes, the determination, the will, the dedication that it takes to walk in the fullness of what God has for you. It is so worth it to walk in God's plan. You don't do it just, you know, sitting on the couch asleep. You have to take hold of the things of God. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
This is the year of fullness of blessing. If you'd like more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call 800-575-4455.
And He sent His Word to heal you, sent His Word to save you, sent His Word to fill you, sent His Word to love you.
Jump in to the fullness of blessing. Get totally immersed in God's Word at the 2008 West Coast Believers Convention, June 30th to July 5th. This year at a new location, come to the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, and Keith Moore for 6 days together with other believers from around the world. Come expecting an encounter with God. With Super Kid Academy for ages 6 through 12 and 1440 for junior high and high school, there's a place for the whole family. To find out more, call 1-800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org.